Immigration is heating up as an election issue, but at the same time, there are warnings New Zealand may struggle to get the skilled migrants' skills it needs in the future. New Zealand has been picking trained individuals for permanent residency since the 1980s. But China is likely to increasingly hang on to its qualified people, and there will be increased competition worldwide. Philip Atolli has been exploring how immigration is shaping New Zealand as we head for a population of 5 million.
I swear that I'll be faithful and bear true allegiance.
Every few months at public buildings all around New Zealand, people who have chosen this country as their new home are taking their oaths of allegiance and are becoming the newest of New Zealanders. They include Deepak Nair, who followed his wife here and also came to study. He's been working towards his permanent status for 9 years, and not all of that time has been easy.
From days that I've worked so long hours, and studies obviously take a toll on you. There are language barriers, small things like clean air or clean water, the amount of sacrifice that was made to achieve where we are here as humanity, as Kiwis. I am grateful for every single one of those, every single day.
A senior demographer with Stats New Zealand, Kim Dunstan, says New Zealand's population is super diverse, and the people who live here now represent the majority of countries around the world.
10% of our population are born in Asian countries. One in every 100 New Zealanders was born in the Philippines, and one in every 100 in Korea. Europe is the birthplace for 8 out of every 100 New Zealanders. 5 in 100 New Zealanders are born in other Pacific countries, but virtually every country across the globe is represented in New Zealand's population.
Immigration issues often become hot topics, such as restriction on partnership visas for arranged marriages that recently caused a backlash among the Indian community. But day to day, New Zealanders rate reasonably well in surveys measuring our openness to migrants. And distinguished Professor Paul Spoonley of Massey University says that means now we have migrant flows that are among the most significant in the OECD.
In the last 5 years, New Zealand's net gain has been running at about 1.5% of its total population, much higher than the net gain that you would see in either Canada or Australia. So the numbers arriving tend as a proportion of the population to be much higher in New Zealand than other countries.
We've been picking skilled talent from around the world for years. Highly trained people like June Paraoni, who moved here from the Philippines and was fizzing with excitement as she became a newly minted New Zealander.
It's really important for me to be a New Zealand citizen, first off, because I consider this place as my home. I lived here for like 7 years and I work as a neonatal intensive care nurse.
But migration expert Paul Spoonley is warning the skills and international connections provided by people like June could become harder to get in the future.
So I think we're going to face a lot more competition for those international skilled migration pool. And I also think it's going to be compounded by the demographic challenge that China is facing. China's not going to be able to allow its skilled population to move to a country like New Zealand in the future. They are going to want to retain those skills in the country because they too are facing their own demographic challenges.
He wants this country to look after its skilled migrants once they get here, and especially after the mosque attacks in Christchurch, to ensure people respect one another. You can hear more about why migrants are choosing New Zealand as home on Insight this Sunday morning just after the 8 o'clock news, or podcast the programme now at rnz.co.nz/insight. For Morning Report, call Philip Atolli, tēnei.